The data collected focus on how the upper Rio Hondo watershed, covering the Rio Bonito and Rio Ruidoso, would impact the communities of Lincoln County. Lincoln County Commissioner Mark Noth has reviewed some of the data and has come up with a conclusion. The data report is just that, data. Noth expected more.
What I thought we would be getting would be an analysis of our water supply. In other words, inflows and outflows. And so I'm a little dissatisfied with that part of the equation, that we really haven't gotten any analysis. We've gotten a lot of data collected, and my understanding is there will be some sort of analysis at the end, but USGS is loath to put anything together in terms of an analysis until it actually goes through peer review and then finally being published in 2014.
Doth says that 2014 is a long time to wait for an analysis report on a crisis that is happening now. And addressing the crisis begins with looking at the management of the water systems in Lincoln County and throughout New Mexico.
In reality, and what we're seeing more and more, especially from the data collection, is that these water systems are all interrelated and are all connected. Some are more connected than others, but when you add in senior right holders, they're typically in the outlying areas of the county, or let's put it outside of the main metropolitan area, if you want to call it metropolitan area, of the village of Ruidoso, they end up getting the short stick because the municipalities claim they have more rights over the senior right holders, and they continue to drill wells, and others continue to drill domestic wells. And what you have is a one big amalgamated mess. And the state engineer's office isn't helping the issue either, because they have yet to affirm or deny some of these rights. And then, of course, the state Supreme Court has come out in favor of domestic well rights over senior right holders, and you're no closer to solving the problem. Where's the water?
Where's the water? A common mantra by communities throughout drought-stricken New Mexico, with or without the data. Edmundo Resendez, KRWG News.